Title: Groove Checking by Dancing to the Loop Advanced. Alright, today we're doing something that sounds silly until you realize it's one of the fastest advanced workflows in drum and bass. Groove checking by dancing to your loop. And I don't mean head nod politely while staring at the grid. I mean stand up, move, and let your body tell you what's actually working. Because in D&B, groove isn't just swing percentage, it's the physical push and pull between kick, snare, hats, ghosts, bass, and even the room around the drums. If you've ever lost an hour micro-editing MIDI and the loop still feels dead, this is the reset button. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar rolling D&B drum loop around 174 BPM, plus a repeatable dance test workflow, loop, move, identify, fix, retest. Fast. Let's set up. Step 0. Dance test mode. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Start with a short loop. 2 bars. 2 bars is where microgroove reveals itself quickly. Later, we'll expand to 8 or 16 bars to check if the groove survives repetition. Turn the metronome off. I know that feels wrong, but the point is to hear the loop as music, not as homework. We'll turn the click back on only if we suspect drift or if something's wildly off. Make 4 tracks. A drums group, a bass track, an optional room or Atmos track, and a reference track. That reference track is your reality check, one pro tune that you know has immaculate pocket. Also, quick note, build in session view if you can, because session is amazing for rapid A/B testing. Arrangement is great later, but session makes experimentation frictionless. Before we even place notes, a coach note, calibrate your body meter. Do 10 seconds of silence. Literally stop playback, breathe, reset, then start the loop. Your nervous system will snap to whatever is most stable. If you lock onto hats instead of the snare immediately, that's often a red flag. Hats too loud, or the snare transient too soft. And another quick one. Visual bias is real. Do one pass where you stare at the floor, not at the screen. The grid can hypnotize you into thinking something is correct just because it looks neat. Now, step 1. Build a clean truth loop foundation. In drum and bass, your anchor is almost always the snare. You want the snare to feel like the floor. So we'll start with a classic 2-step. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton terms, that's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1 in a 1-bar view. Then add the kick on 1, and the push kick leading into 3. A common starting placement is 1.1.1 for the first kick, and then a kick on 1.2.3, that end before 3 feeling. Don't stress the exact recipe yet. The point is you're building an anchor plus a forward lean. Sound choice matters here more than people admit. Pick a snare with a clear transient. If it's mushy, you'll misjudge timing. You'll start nudging notes to fix what is actually a sound design problem. Quick stock chain ideas if you want them. On snare, drum bus with a moderate drive, maybe a bit of boom if it helps, and then EQ 8 if you need to high pass some low junk. On kick, EQ a little mud out around 200 to 400 and use saturator with soft clip on so it speaks without needing to be louder. Now dance check number 1. Loop 2 bars. Stand up. No analysis yet. Let your head and upper body respond. Do you naturally nod on the snare? Does the snare feel like the downbeat of your body, even though it's on 2 and 4? If the answer is no, stop. Don't add hats. Don't add ghosts. Fix the anchor. That might mean changing the snare, sharpening the transient, or slightly adjusting levels so the snare leads the groove. Now step 2. Add hats, but treat them like footwork. Hats define rolling. They're the feet. The kick and snare are more like the torso and the spine. Start simple. Add a closed hat on steady 8th notes or 16th notes. Then add a shuffled hat or a ride texture on offbeats. But here's the advanced move. Don't run to the groove pool yet. Not yet. First, get manual placement right so you actually understand what you're changing. In Ableton, if you're working in MIDI, open the MIDI editor and temporarily turn snap off. Then nudge hat notes slightly earlier or later. Not random. Intentional. Let's talk scale. At 174 BPM, a 16th note is roughly 86 milliseconds. So 5 milliseconds is about 6% of a 16th. 10 milliseconds is about 12%. 15 is about 17%. Thinking like that keeps your decisions consistent if you ever change tempo. Your general starting philosophy: keep the snare mostly on grid as your anchor. Use hats as the agitator. That's the one anchor, one agitator rule. If everything is moving, nothing is leading, and the groove turns into nervous chaos. Now dance check number 2, the ankle test. Loop your 2 bars and focus on your feet and ankles. The hats should create bounce even without bass. If it feels stiff, the hats are probably too quantized or too uniform in velocity. If it feels sloppy or seasick, The hats might be too late, too random, or too loud. Quick control chain for hats. High pass with auto filter so you're not carrying low junk. A touch of saturator, and then a utility for fast level matching when you /B changes. And yes, level matching matters. If one version is even half a dB louder, you'll think it grooves more just because it's louder. Try to keep comparisons within about a third of a dB. Step 3. Add ghost notes for roll, then dance again. Ghost notes are where advanced groove lives. They can also destroy pocket if they're cluttered or misplaced. Add low-velocity snare ghosts around the main snare. Often that means a little 16th note flick before the main snare, or a very light tap after it, depending on the vibe you want. Add an occasional kick ghost if you need momentum into a snare or to fill a gap, but don't overdo it. Velocity guidelines. Main snare up in the 110 to 127 range, ghost snares more like 20 to 55, and hats maybe 50 to 90 with variation that feels human, not randomized chaos. Dance check number 3. The shoulder test. If the groove is right, your shoulders roll through the bar. Not just a nod on 2 and 4, but a continuous sense of motion. If your body feels like it stops between snares, you probably need better ghost placement, better velocity shading, or sometimes you need less reverb tail smearing your cues. Here's a diagnostic trick. Put a compressor on the drums group. Gentle glue. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so transients still punch. Release auto or around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't big it loud. It's make relationships easier to feel. Step 4. The core technique. Mute and move. This is the fastest groove diagnosis you'll ever do. Loop the two bars. Dance for 15 to 30 seconds. And while the loop is playing, mute elements one at a time. Mute hats. Does the groove collapse, or does it suddenly feel tighter? If it gets better when hats are muted, your hats are guilty. They're early, late, too loud, too sharp, or conflicting in transient shape. Unmute hats, then mute ghosts. If the roll disappears completely, your ghost notes are doing good work. If the groove improves when ghosts are muted, they're cluttering, late, or too dense. Mute the kick. Does the snare still pull you forward? If removing kick makes it feel better, your kick transient might be fighting the snare, or the timing between kick and hats is doing something weird. Workflow hack. Map track mutes to MIDI keys so you can perform these /B moves without reaching for the mouse. The whole point is staying in a physical feedback loop. Quick coach note. Do a latency reality check if things feel confusing. If you're monitoring through heavy plugins, your timing perception can drift. Temporarily disable plugins on the master and drums group and retest. If the feel changes a lot, you are fixing phantom groove caused by monitoring latency, not the actual pattern. Step 5. Bass timing, the chest versus knees test. D&B groove lives and dies on sub timing. At a simple bass, operator is perfect. Use a sign for the sub. Fast attack, medium release, but not so long that notes overlap constantly. Make a basic rhythm that answers the drums. Don't overfill. Your goal is pocket, not showing off. Now the test. Your knees usually lock to kick and hats. Your chest feels the sub weight. If your knees are moving but your chest feels late or disconnected, your sub is probably lagging, too long, or masking transients. Fixes: shorten bass note lengths. Reduce release until it stops smearing. If needed, nudge bass MIDI earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds. And add subtle sidechain compression on bass from the kick. Maybe snare too if your style wants that. Fast attack. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, and just a couple dB of gain reduction to carve space. Also, an advanced trick if you want the bass to feel earlier without actually moving the sub. A quiet mid-bass layer, no sub, that hits just before the sub note. It creates a pre-echo illusion. Your body interprets the bass as arriving earlier, while the real sub stays in the pocket. Step 6. Use groove pool after you can already dance to it. Groove pool is seasoning, not the meal. Select your hat and ghost MIDI clip. Apply a groove template and start conservative. Timing amount may be 10 to 30%, velocity 0 to 20, randomness 0 to 10. Keep it controlled. Then dance check number 5. If the groove gets drunk, reduce timing amount, reduce randomness, or remove the groove entirely. If it adds bounce without blur, you're close. Step 7. Expand to 16 bars, because groove must survive repetition. A loop can feel incredible for 2 bars and then become annoying, tense, or oddly tiring over 16. So now we build a variation that preserves pocket. Here's the rule. Change texture, not timing. Keep core timing identical, and swap hat samples or ride brightness every 4 bars. Do tiny energy ramps with micro automation, like slightly opening a hat filter over 8 bars, or creeping drum bus drive up 5-10%. Try negative space for drop prep, 2 bars, before a transition. Remove one consistent element, like the steady 16th hat, leaving only the shuffled component. Dancers feel it as anticipation because the footwork reference changes. If you want motion without messing the pocket, add subtle auto pan on rides only. Low amount, slow rate, and do not widen lows. And if you're layering snares or breaks, do a phase accurate check. Zoom in and align the transient peaks or zero crossings. A slightly misaligned layer can smear the transient and make you think you have a timing problem when it's actually phase and shape. Final dance check, the no thinking test. Let the 16 bars run. Stand up. If you catch yourself analyzing instead of moving, simplify and rebalance. Groove should recruit your body automatically. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. Quantizing everything to death. Perfect grid is not the same as groove, especially in DNB. Randomizing without intention. Random velocity plus random timing usually equals messy hats, not swing. Too many ghost notes. Ghosts imply motion. They shouldn't become the main event. Ignoring transient hierarchy. If hats are too clicky, they steal leadership from the snare. Sometimes the fix is turning down hat transient or soft clipping, not moving notes. Sub too long. Overlap blurs pocket and makes the groove feel slow, even at 174. And finally, judging groove only at low volume. Groove perception changes with loudness. Check at a moderate level too. Here's your quick practice challenge for the next 10 to 15 minutes. Build a 2-bar roller with kick, snare, hats. Make 3 versions. Version A, hats fully quantized. Version B, hats nudged late by about 8 milliseconds. Version C, hats nudged early by about 8 milliseconds. This audio version is shortened for playback.